Hello. So welcome to a official Patriot broadcast. As I'm about to start going back into real work, I'm going to still do Patriot broadcasts once a week roundup. But I've dived in, so there's a few people watching. Just first let me know whether you can hear me. So it looks like everything's working this end, but there have been a few tech issues over the last couple of days. So please do let me know if you can hear me before I dive into the things that I want to kind of say. So there's a few of you on Periscope, a few of you on Facebook. Now you might be on the wrong Facebook, by which I mean over on my personal page and messaging me, and I can't read it. So I'm just going to quickly open Facebook to see if you guys can hear me before I start, because I really want to kind of help you guys stop freaking out. I love you guys, and it breaks my heart that I just keep seeing wonderful, beautiful patriots freaking out about something that we do not need to worry about. And so hopefully by what I share with you now, you will also feel the same as me. Give me a sec, sorry. Awesome. Thank you, Cable Guy TX. Okay, so first things first, we're going to talk about the vaccine and why you don't need to freak out. And then I'm just going to quickly talk about London and the police, because I know it's kind of hand in hand. And then the news roundup I'll do as normal Saturday afternoon in the UK. So why can you stop worrying about the vaccine? Well, if you step back from the mainstream media, I mean, never go near mainstream media for a start, but also step back from news which is not specific Patriot news, but is giving a balanced kind of overall news roundup. So what I'm talking about is like UK Column, they are phenomenal. Unity News Network, phenomenal. OAN, great. Those types of some of them are on mainstream media and some of them aren't, but there's mainstream media which is full on propaganda. Then there are non So bipartisan, giving you the news of what's going on, but then there's specific Patriot news channels, and there's loads of those. So you have to step back from both mainstream media and take a step back from bipartisan channels that are still telling you what's going on. Why? Because they're not going to be telling you what's going on with Trump glasses on or Q glasses on. So we always talk about Trump glasses and Q glasses, so that you can kind of step back and pay attention to the layer below, the layer below, the layer below, the layer. So one of the things you need to hold on to is you never, ever tell your enemies what you're going to do before you do it. Okay, so there's lots of people getting stressed out by lots of things, saying these people need to be arrested, these people they need to be arrested. Well, we won't find out until it's done and dealt with. Because if I was going to arrest, Killary, and I kept telling everybody, or I'm going to arrest Bill Gates, I could say, right, we're going to get Bill Gates on such and such a date. Like, they have the money to run, so we're not going to know. Also, you've got to remember that the cabal need to still believe that they're winning. So the cabal need to believe that they're winning so they can continue to behave in atrocious ways so that we can gather proof and evidence, pick them up. I say we because we're all working together. I'm not actually on the inside or one of the military people, but I'm very, my critical thinking faculty is very good because of the work I do for a living. And I have to always look behind what my clients are saying me. So when I'm working with somebody who is struggling a lot, I have to see behind the words they're using. I have to see behind the things they're doing, which is why I think I'm quite good at not getting trapped. So the black hats need to think that they're winning, so they continue to, thread the rope that is going to hang them. White hats can continue to work behind the scenes. And then there's the grey area. And we fall into this grey area as well because we think we know what's going on. We've got hints, we've got a few ideas, but we aren't ever 100% sure until we get confirmation, which comes through, when somebody gets arrested. But there's also sheeple in there who've got no idea what's going on. There's some people who know that the you know, the Rona's not real, but they're not into, you know, things like aliens or things like a cabal trying to kill us all. You know, that's too much for them. Some people who are anti the COVID vax, but they've had all the other vaccines. Other people will come into this from very different perspectives. So the only way to truly rid the cabal and allow people to take back the country is if they take back, we take back the country. Okay, so remember, hold that in your mind that we have the power and we have to be the people that take it back. So there's this whole grey woolly area where people are kind of going about their business blindly, but every so often there's a mainstream media news report and then a bipartisan news report about something that makes them go, that doesn't seem right, like that's wrong, that, and they kind of join the fight. And the more somebody joins the fight, then they come down the deeper they come down the rabbit hole. So I want you to think back to the beginning of the pandemic, scandemic. So there's no links or anything for this one. This is just me telling you the reasons why I'm not worried, but this is like information that's come from months and months and months. So and I'm supposed to be working and I just kind of wanted to dive in and tell you. So think back right to the beginning, and I'm going to come at this specifically from UK and USA, okay, and US USA, and it'll make sense why, but just because I'm talking about the UK and US, regardless of where you are in the country and in the world, please understand you are safe as well. Okay, this isn't just the UK safe or the US is safe. This is worldwide. There are a group of people trying to depopulate the earth. There are. They're trying to kill us. They're trying to take us out. Trump is the head of the goodies who are trying to save us, okay? And the goodies who are trying to save us are worldwide. They are worldwide. And when you look at arrests, there's been over 100,000 human traffickers arrested since March this year. Like, that information is out there. There were over 30,000 human traffickers arrested in Germany in June or July. Thousands of MS-13. So please understand it is worldwide, but you have to go and find that information. That's not being reported anywhere other than Twitter. And you still have to dig on Twitter. So please understand it genuinely is worldwide. Okay, so when you go back to the cabal, the Vatican was the religious arm, okay? And then that doesn't exist anymore. The City of London, which is not London, which is not part of the United Kingdom, which is not part of Great Britain, City of London is a corporation which is the financial arm of the cabal, okay? So it isn't part of the UK. So people who are part of the City of London, they're not Brits, okay? They're not us. We're good people too. So that was the financial arm. Washington, D.C. and the presidency of the United States is the military arm. Okay, so we can completely ignore the Vatican for now, because that's not relevant and it's dealt with. Trump, when he took office, he took control of the military arm of the cabal. With that, he also then takes control of things like the UN and everything else, because they were all joined together. The fact that they were separate is the illusion. So Trump controls the military. And if you pay attention and go to, over in the UK, if you go to the RAF Twitter, you see them working with, everybody's working with the American military to do, you know, to do training, to do infiltration, to do all of these things. So you can see it. They are telling you they are working together and they are arresting, human traffickers. They are taking drug cartels off the street. They're taking mobsters off the streets in joint operations. Earlier this year, no, okay, so backtrack. Since Trump took office, the White Rose Peace Mission has been gifted all of the gold to look after. So as Trump has gone round and countries have capitulated and bad leaders have been taken out by, you know, democratic votes in the country, or they've stepped down because Trump said, look, this is what we've got on you. This is all of the bad stuff and we're going to tell everybody. So you might want to step down quietly and we will deal with you in a military court, that sort of stuff. So as he went round, they take control of the money. The money goes to the real money, not the fake money that's kind of floating around. The real money, gold, goes to the White Rose Peace Mission. And if you're on Twitter, follow Snow White 7 I am. On the 30th of October, Snow White released a 30-page document saying, proving that every single bank now, which was owned by the cabal, so this is the cabal's finance arm, is no longer in play. No longer in play. Because that means from the 30th of October, the White Hats have every single piece. And remember, White Hats aren't collecting it to be bad. They are just taking it so that the cabal can't get hold of it and use it. So from the 30th of October, the White Hats were in control of every single piece of gold. And the new financial system is going to be gold backed and silver backed. It's going to go back to real money. Okay. So the day after that, there was a video that circulated. I've done this in past videos, but I know you guys might not have seen it, so I'm just joining these dots for you. And we will get onto the vaccine, but this is important. This is why you don't need to worry about the vaccine. And it's there was a video that showed the decimation of the City of London, i.e. there was no, all the shops boarded up, like there's just, it was empty. So the cabal's money, that where they've picked up a cabal person, they take all of their cash. So there's lots of people out there who are part of the cabal who still have money. They still have money. You know, it might be my neighbour. Might be a cabal person, and they've got money under their floorboards, who still need to believe that the baddies are winning. Okay, they need to believe the plan is enacting, because if, could you imagine what would happen if the cabal knew exactly the same time that they'd lost? I mean, look, you can look to the insanity in certain states in America. So it's got to be done behind the scenes, and it's got to be, you know, when you arrest somebody, they flip, you go and get those people, they flip, they go and get those people, they flip. Like it, we are so used to the internet, we forget that things take time. So Cable Guy TX says, China is a ton of gold. Probably, but it's all in, all of the actual money stroke gold, real money, is currently being controlled and secured by the White Rose Peace Mission. So China, bless them. CCP are the bad people in China, but the rest of China is good. The same as in London, same as in the UK. The City of London and the Crown are bad, but the rest of us are good. And in America, you know, you've got lots of Washington, D.C. are bad, and the rest of us are good. But yes. So the money was gone. Great. Behind the scenes, the military has been doing lots and lots of things to clean up the streets. So when we go back to, because this is important, the beginning of the scandemic, there were two countries which pretty much bought every single vaccine vial, the UK and the USA. As of this week, the UK, which has about 68 million people, has 357 million doses. We have all of the doses for one specific vaccine. America buys all of the other ones. And that together, the UK and the USA own every single dose of vaccine. So what does that mean? And this is where people are freaking out, okay? Because there's, you know, clone Bill Gates is telling everybody we need to do it multiple times. So people in the UK are freaking out going, well, now we've got six doses. No, 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 no. If the UK and Trump and America have every single vaccine, that means that those vaccines cannot get in the hands of the baddies. They can't. Because they're in the hands of the White Hats, because we just bought them all. So why, and again, this is why the money's important. The UK had all the money. We were the cabal financial centre. So we are being controlled by the White Hats. Otherwise, you know, they wouldn't buy more vaccines than they needed. So the military is also important. Time and time and time again. The military are the people, and this is what Trump says all the time. When people kept saying to him, if you go back to the pressers, when they're saying you can't have a vaccine delivered across the country, and he says we can do it, the logistics are there, it's the military specialty, we're ready to have them out, we're ready to roll them out, they know what they're doing, they're dealt with. In the UK, we see our army on the streets doing the testing. Okay, well, they're not really doing the testing, but the only way you can get armed people on the streets without freaking out good people, like genuinely good people, is you have some military personnel doing a testing and the rest of the army rounding up the human traffickers, which is exactly what happened in Liverpool, and arms dealers, which is exactly what happened in Birmingham. So look beyond what the mainstream media and what the non-patriot, I'm going to call them non-patriot because they're delivering the news without the propaganda, but they're not delivering Q news because that's not their job. So the military are the vaccine because the cabal is the virus. We do not need to worry, okay? So the military are the people who are being used and are the people who need to go out and fight. And this is why I keep saying we do not need to have boots on the ground. When we are on the ground, we are in the way. We are in the way of the people trying to do their jobs. And this is not to say you can't, and it's hard to kind of get past the idea that you want to go and you want to show your support and you want to be in the thick of it. But I mean, in the UK, there was 155 arrests over the weekend at London protests. One of them was Piers Corbyn again. Now, he is not a good person. So anybody who's crying over him being arrested, he should be locked up for good. Jeremy Corbyn, his brother, has hidden the Islington grooming scandal, and he will not allow anyone to talk about paedophiles or satanic cults because he's a frickin' Fabian. Look into what the frickin' Fabians do. They are sick as the rest of them. Like, that's who he is. So, of course, he gets arrested because he's controlled opposition. Please use your critical thinking skills. You have them. We have amazing brains. Use them. So I would hazard a guess that a lot of people who are being, and I know, before people kick off about, well, BLM and Extinction Rebellion, there were over 300 arrests of BLM people and Extinction Rebellion in one weekend when they were protesting down in London. But the mainstream media is not going to tell you that. Why? Because they are paid to propagandize. Like, their job is to be the propaganda arm. So that we can say they are not giving you the truth, turn it off. Like, they can't be giving the truth. But please understand, BLM, Antifa, Extinction Rebellion, they were getting rounded up. They were. But it just wasn't on the news, okay? Because the people that side of the TV need to be sat here going, oh, well, they're treating those people differently. That's bad. Like, step back. I love you all. I do love you all. That's why I'm here. Randomly. Okay, so then people can argue. People can argue. Okay, well, if we're not going to get the vaccine, then why are they now hiring like thousands of vaccine people and volunteers? And the vaccine people in the UK are going to get paid £135 a day, which is more than most labourers get. Most labourers are on like £100-110 a day. So it's a pretty cushy job, right? Let's remember, they have been crashing the economy. There's lots of people who don't have work. There's lots of people who don't have jobs who need to earn a living. the same as the testing centres. Nobody's going and getting freaking tested. And in Telford, there were two, and now I think we've got six. Like, and they just keep hiring more people who were just stood there. Those people will probably be, and I'd love to get somebody from a testing centre to just give me a sneaky call and tell me, but, you know, they're not working. They're not really doing anything, but these are people who need money, who need to feed their family. It's a way to feed their family. We're also paying people to go get tested. So when you're sat that side and you're hearing the economy's crashing, no, like people are starving, if you look at all of the fake jobs that have been created, which will be mopping up many of the people who are no longer in work, also... for over here in the UK, we've had the furlough scheme. So very few people have fallen through the financial net. Now, I work for myself. I have my own business. I'm a solopreneur. We are the people who have technically fallen through the net. But it doesn't mean that there's not work out there for us. It's just a bit tough right now. However, they also said that we didn't have to pay our mortgage. We got a 6-month mortgage break. We didn't have to get our cars MOT'd. You don't have to pay your water. So there is money has been safeguarded. They've done what they can to safeguard us. But we are in a war. So we are in World War III. So then the next thing, particularly in the UK. Okay, so remember, our government is being controlled by the white hats. They will be the reason why our government is doing insane things before others, the same as Canada. Canada's doing insane things as well. Is because, one, we're awake. Two, it's never going to happen. Three, it can help wake up the rest of the world to this is where it's going to come next. So you might say, okay, well, then they are going to, you're saying that they're not going to vaccine us. Now we've got these COVID vaccine passports. And obviously Michael Gove was on TV today saying we're not going to make it compulsory, but compulsory by the back door is what you're now being told on non-Patriot News. So MSN won't even discuss this. So non-Patriot News is warning you that they will do COVID passports via the back door, and businesses will say, well, you have to be vaccinated to, you know, eat in my restaurant. And you go, great. I will go and start my own restaurant where people don't have to, because it's not just the people eating, but the people who are working. So how many people who are working in restaurants would be like, right, well, great. Well, I'll just go and start my own. So we forget about those people. Also, it's not going to happen because there isn't going to be the vaccine rollout and freak out. And just please, when you step back and really take into account all of the stuff that they've been saying. So Trump has been saying over and over and over, vaccines will be ready to roll out mid-October, mid-November. Okay. He's not confused. He's telling you that the military are out. The military are out. And if you start looking at when they went and started rounding people up and all the stuff started happening, the military are the vaccine. I have 100% faith in this. And because I have 100% faith in this, I then see the proof. If you are just watching mainstream media or even non-Patriot News, and you will be hearing about all of the crap that's happening, it is terrifying. I love UK Column, and that's what I was watching while eating my lunch. And I paused it and I was like, oh my God, like this is going to be freaking out people I love. So Cable Guy says, in Canada, you can't eat in a local restaurant, but can shop at Walmart and Costco. Yes. And again, but people, step back to the insanity of the governments, right? How do you wake people up? You get them to question what is happening. So the fact that somebody said to me, so I was asleep to the cabal. I knew about everything that was going on. I just didn't realise it was an organisation towards an agenda. Okay, so I was asleep to the cabal until April, May. So when I found out about that, and I then was like, oh, everything else I know now makes sense. Our governments, the world governments, have been doing all of this stuff for centuries, not just decades, centuries. Never before have they been so blatant, so stupid, so useless, collectively, worldwide. Okay? You might get one government doing a weird thing, but the rest of the world don't do the same thing. Every single country went, okay, you are not allowed to hug your grandmother, but you can go to a nightclub. Like, that should have been enough to wake up most sensible people, because it doesn't make sense. So you have to make people sit there think it doesn't make sense. So the difficulty is mainstream media is telling you it makes sense. So as soon as you turn mainstream media off, and you will find non-patriot news that starts to give you a bit of behind the scenes, well, why are they doing this? And they give you facts and figures. Then, because awesome patriots like me and you guys are on the non-patriot news, and we're dropping, you know, words like no with a Q in, and we're dropping behind the scenes information in comments, that then helps other people go down the rabbit hole. But it has to start with them questioning it. And it is really, really rocky for many, many people right now. It genuinely is rocky. And I know it's tough. I know it's been really hard. I know it's been really hard for many people. And there's lots of people struggling financially. But we get, when we get back to the timeline, okay, these things take time to happen. I also know that there's lots of wonderful, wonderful people who are, you know, donating. People who are in work are donating a lot more to food banks. There are people in work that are doing a hell of a lot, but people have to kind of reach out. So if somebody is struggling, then do reach out to friends and families, you know, people. There was the lady who's, bless her, Nicole Arbour, who I think's hilarious. I think she's hilarious. There was a lady who worked for someone. It was a little restaurant, and BLM destroyed the business. And she was on social media and she was crying her eyes out going, you know, and she's a black woman who was saying, like, they might be white, but they employ me. Now they can't employ me. Like, how are you helping black people? Within 24 hours, Nicole Arbour had shared that video, set up a GoFundMe, and raised $80,000 for that business. And then continued to raise money for other businesses. So within 24 hours, they had enough to fix it, keep everyone paid. And that's just one example of the communities joining together. If you look at Kyle Rittenhouse, $2 million bail money was met by the people. So it is hard and it is difficult. And we have to step back and remember that this is the war to end all wars. You know, World War II was the fake, and World War I were the fake wars to end all wars. But this, we are literally fighting for humanity's survival. And while we might not be out there with the guns and in the trenches, we are in the trenches on social media. We are in the trenches every time you try to have a conversation with your family. We are in the trenches every time you use your real name, attach your business to it, you attach your reputation to the Patriot movement. Okay, so don't think that you're not helping if you're just dropping a comment on social media. You are helping. Somebody will wake up. And the more people who wake up, the easier it will be when the transition happens. Otherwise, the whole world will be in cognitive dissonance at exactly the same time. So your military are your vaccine. So every time Donald Trump is saying they'll be ready next week, be ready to go the week after, he's literally telling you there's a big operation big operation about to happen. So we go on to timelines. By the 12th of December, so the 12th of December was dropped as a date, as an important tipping point. And that was dropped a couple of weeks ago. And then over the weekend, Trump said in the next 2 weeks, specifically, this week, people aren't even going to believe what they're seeing or what they're hearing. Okay, so pay attention to what happens this week. I'm excited. I get really excited. I'm like, oh, so perp walks and arrests, and they happen. You just have to hunt for them. So the next 2 weeks are going to be really important. Way back when all of this started, there were two people telling you that the pandemic and COVID would be over by Christmas. The first was Trump, the second was Boris. And again, this is why listening to doublespeak, you have to listen to lots of doublespeak when it comes to the UK government, because they're just... They read between the lines between what they're trying to tell you. But Trump is more blatant, okay? So there's two people telling you it'll be dealt by Christmas. There's an important date. By the 14th, the Electoral College have to give their date. The Electoral College has to say who's won by the 14th. So the 12th of December. So we've got 12 more days. 12 more days of insanity. But I also just want to quickly, and I do hope for those of you who've kind of heard all that, you're starting to be more at ease about the vaccine. The other thing, I'm just going to, before I talk about the City of London, because the City of London is important. There's lots of people who then say to me, yeah, but Trump is a cabal. Trump's cabal. It's all Q's a LARP. It's all fake. You do not actively wake up the world and then go, just messing. Like, that's not how you do it. Okay, you don't. The cabal had very successfully kept all of this under wraps, kept all the conspiracy theorists kept to the sideline for centuries. Okay, so just like, again, use your critical thinking skills, use your common sense. Like, if it hits January the 20th and Trump stands there and says, my bad, I was taking the mic, or people, you know, people start knocking on the door saying, right, we're gonna vaccine you all. Like, we are the many, and now we're freaking awake. That is just the stupidest thing to do in the world. Okay, it's that's not true. People who are telling you that, then I would stay away from them. But that's like, because I questioned. Okay, well, is this a trap? Is this a controlled opposition trap? And I know you don't wake somebody up and then put them in a pen. Like, I was more used to the cabal pre-March, when I didn't really understand it was going on. Yeah. Now that I know, like, I'm dead either way, but I'm going to take some of you guys down with me. And I'm not just one person. Okay. And I know when people's backs against the wall, like, they wake up fast. So you don't wake people up only to just go, oh, whoopsie. So just hold that in mind. Anyone who's saying that it's a LARP, then stay away from those people, because they haven't woken up yet, and that's fine. And they're trapped in fear, and that's fine. But you don't need that in your existence. Okay, so you can try dropping, you know, say the exact same thing. Well, do you not think it's a really stupid thing to do? And if it is, it's tough shit, because we'll win. The good people will win anyway, because there's more of us. So the City of London, which was the cabal's financial arm, is a private entity. The police who are policing the protests in London are not our police service. They are private. They are part of the City of London. They're not the same. If you, there were and have been, every single weekend there has been a protest in London. There have also been protests across the country. There's been them in Liverpool. I mean, Liverpool was a bit funny the other day, but that's because they were supposed to, be on full lockdown with the military taking out the human traffickers. And they did take them out. They came through Northern Ireland. And then there was a huge bust in Northern Ireland the week after. So they had to stop people getting on the streets. Other than that weirdness in Liverpool, every other time, in every other place, nothing's happened. I went to a protest in Bristol. There were police there. There were police that were with us when we were walking through Bristol Centre. None of that happened. And all of that happened after... after the first time the London police, the City of London police were already violent. So the City of London police were already violent, already arresting people left, right and centre. All of that had happened for a couple of weekends before I went and attended a Bristol protest, because I wanted to go and see for myself. I wanted to go and see for myself and I wasn't going to London because I don't like London. I've got family in London. I don't go visit them. I don't like London. I've never enjoyed being in London. I wasn't going to do that to myself. And they were there and they were great. And they had conversations. And you could actually have conversations with these police officers. They weren't insane, glazed over crazy people. So the City of London is the financial arm of the cabal. The police who police the City of London is not London. It's also not, so it's the Met police who were there, right? But if you went and protested further down in like Ealing, maybe, I mean, I only say Ealing because that's a place that my brother used to live, so I know that name, or Greenwich, I don't know, that might be, I don't know where the boroughs are. Chances are you're not going to get met with the same weirdness. Why? The Met Police, run by Cressida Dick, run by Common Purpose Cabal Arm, that's their police force. That's why it's happening. It's not the same. So if you want to go and protest, don't go to London. and I personally believe that if you were, so for me to go to London, if I was going on the train, it's between £50 and £160. Okay. If I instead donated that money to a food bank or bought that food and gave it to a food bank, I would be helping far more people right now than I would by going and standing with a group of other people, many of them controlled opposition, to cause agitation, to cause riots, to make the lockdown people look bad. I would also do better by, you know, putting money to Simon Dolan's campaign or Michael Bernisian's campaign. So think about what you're actually doing and the benefits it has. It was a group of individuals who got together who proved Article 39 of the COVID Act was unlawful. And now the Children's Health Minister, Gavin Williams, is in the frame for a criminal prosecution, or will be in the frame for a criminal prosecution. That happened without people standing and protesting. Why? Because mainstream media spin it. People get angry because they're stupid and can't remember the fact that over the summer, everybody piled in on Cornwall and then millions of people didn't die in the UK because they're trapped in the fear. They're trapped. If you were going to go and it was going to take you 12 hours to do it, spend 12 hours having conversations with the people you love, you do more for the movement. So be careful. And we are safer in the UK than in specifically, you know, in America. Look at what happened to Kyle Rittenhouse. Like the cabal's crazy, Antifa, BLM, Extinction Rebellion, Sunrise Movement, all of them are the same freaking people. They are armed. They are trained. They are nuts. They have no morals. They are just insane. And I'm saying this and putting my professional hat on. Like, some of them are genuinely will never, ever, ever be able to be part of society because they are so brainwashed. And there's only a small percentage of people who can never, ever, ever be reintegrated. Most people, you can kind of snap them back out again. And I have faith that everybody can if they want to. If they want to, there are people who are part of those movements who will never accept the other side of the story. They will never accept it's true. If they never accept it's true, they will never want to listen. Like, that's the thing, is everybody can heal, everybody can get back to normal, but they will not want it, so they will not actively listen and will not actively choose. Like, they're insane. That is the definition of insanity from my point of view. Somebody who will not, cannot see anything other than the thing that's being thrown at them. So back to the point of this video, please don't freak out about the COVID vaccines. Watch, put your Trump and Q glasses on and say, ask yourself these two questions. Every time you feel like, oh my God, the world is ending and oh my God, the cabal's winning, step back. Question number one, how does this keep the cabal thinking they're winning? Question number two, how does this wake sleepy people up? And then keep your eye on things and proofs which usually show up only a week later. Only a week later. So much proofs. And if you don't want to be on the hunt on Twitter and Facebook and all of those other places, then join me once a week as I give you the Q proofs. But I think there's going to be lots of explosive stuff this week. And the non-partisan news should be will be covering. So OAN is great. Sky News Australia is pretty, pretty awesome. UK Column is good, and they will cover the stuff with regards to the election. But they're still covering the news. They're still covering the things that the government are reporting because they're in the middle. So remember, there's a you got to go down the hole, going from mainstream media to find out that the elite are stealing babies and eating them and turning them into shoes is just too much. It's too much. And when we start there, people turn off. People just shut down. They don't want to hear, right? So you think about it like that when you're trying to tell somebody, you know, about Satanism, and they've just kind of got an idea that actually the human trafficking is more than just, it is more rampant. And then you start saying, yeah, but they're doing it to eat them. Like, you just be careful. Be careful. You know, get them talking and slowly guide people into a, well, don't you think this is weird? Don't you think this is really weird? And watch Trump. Trump does that so well. The reason why he's an amazing salesman is because he converses with you. He gets you to question so that you convince yourself. And I'm not saying convincing and brainwashing, but that's it's a psychological technique. I question my clients. I question them to ask them, well, why do you think you do that? Well, what if, does that sound right? Well, maybe it isn't. Why isn't it? And it's them going, oh, and this and this and this. Huh. None of it makes sense. I need to go find out why. You can't push. You can't push, because the reason why they're trapped is because they're brainwashed. So we need to help them utilize those critical thinking skills that they have. We all have. Just many of us have forgotten how to use them. Also, if you are going to be digging into the dark art style stuff, make sure you are using it. At least as a bare minimum, using DuckDuckGo and turning the location off so you can see the stuff. The next upgrade is a VPN, and you can get one of those from the internet. So currently I'm streaming from Wonderland, which is it's actually officially called Wonderland. But when I try and go anywhere and forget, I see like all my ads are in Czechoslovakia. That's where I'm being routed through Czechoslovakia right now. And the next step up from that is like the Tor browser. But I don't use that because I'm not going anywhere near that stuff. But I will have a VPN. And the reason why I have a VPN is because that stops me getting shut down on Twitter, pretty much. It's safe. It stopped me being thrown off Twitter and Facebook. Hasn't done a jot for YouTube. I keep getting banned from there. Okay, so tune in Saturday for the weekly roundup. If you just want to step back from mainstream media, know that things are happening, and just wait to be pleasantly surprised. Other than that, please focus on doing things that make you feel good. Focus on having conversations with like-minded individuals from a place of, I'm so excited about 2021, because that is when all of the advanced technology that's been hidden is starting to be rolled out and revealed. And that is something Trump did as a very early executive order, was to declassify and allow all of this advanced tech with health, with energy, free energy that Tesla found a century ago. That's all coming. It's all coming because we've already won. Just need the world to kind of catch up. Okay, so think about that. You know, what am I going to be doing in 2021? I'm so excited to be living in a place of peace. But it's not like it's going to be January the 1st and all the bad people are gone. There will still be, like, you know, this is me, my cracking arms. Oh my God, you people on the podcast who are just listening will be like, she's gone insane. I'm cackling. I'm wiggling my arms for those people on the podcast. You know, there's tentacles. There are always tentacles that you don't know about until you move forward. You don't know about until you move forward. So stay safe, sending you love. Do share this video because I am being shadow banned. I'm still here, but shadow banned to the hilt. Have an amazing day, everyone, and I will catch up with you at the end of the week. See you then. Bye for now.